Hi, I'm Dakota Reed, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Henry H. Cross's sensitive portrayal of Lakota Sioux Chief Rain in the Face, which hangs in the Native American Gallery in the David Owsley Museum of Art, depicts him as a leader among warriors. He wears a feathered headdress, holds a stone club, and appears stoic and proud. Rain in the Face was best known for his participation in the Sioux victory over General George Armstrong Custer's cavalry at the Battle of the Little Bighorn in 1876. That victory was short-lived, however, and at the end of the Great Sioux War, Rain in the Face's tribe was forced to sign a treaty and move to Standing Rock Reservation, which straddles the border of North and South Dakota today. He died there in 1905. Cross was born in New York, but left home as a teenager to study art in France and paint posters and wagons for the Barnum and Bailey Circus. He traveled to the American West and eventually turned to painting portraits and Western scenes. Cross lived with various Native American tribes, learned their languages, and gained their trust. He painted Rain in the Face in 1892. Cross's friend Buffalo Bill Cody referred to him as the greatest painter of Indian portraiture of all times.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Demi Fennigle for their research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.